Graceful again from the Stanley Street end. Two slips Nagali to Khawaja, who is forward watchfully, playing out to short mid-wicket and batting through this first hour as though he hasn't been affected by the heady success of scoring his first Test century yesterday. What did you make of it, Ian Chappell, and how do you read the trajectory of his career and where it might go from here?
It's obviously going to do a hell of a lot of good for his confidence, plus it gets him probably through the West Indies series as well. So in other words, six Test matches. So that's the good thing.
Is Braceful, and Khawaja plays watchfully again.
But it was fairly ideally set up yesterday by a 100-run opening partnership, and by the time he came in, the bowling was pretty ordinary. So I think what we need, or what I need to do, I reserve judgment a little bit till I see him come in early a few times and see how he copes with that. But there's no doubting his talent, but he's a bit leaden in his feet movements, particularly early on, which makes him susceptible, I think, to quickies early and the spinners a lot of the time.
Braceful bowls to him, and Khawaja gets it away to fine leg and fine enough to find the boundary, beating Bolt, who is down there to protect that boundary. So four runs to Khawaja. Is that his first boundary of the morning?
It is, and he hasn't had a lot of strike today. Up until the previous over, he just faced 22 balls, and at the other end, the remainder of the balls. So he's only had about a third of the strike today.
But the one thing I will say, Tim, I think he, and I read where he said if he gets another opportunity, he'll be better prepared. And he does look a lot more serene and comfortable at the crease, which is a good thing.
Serene's a good word. He has a lovely, or has been a lovely ease about him in this innings. He comes forward watchfully again, playing a no ball out to mid-on. So it's 428 for the loss of three wickets. You can see how, and I haven't seen a lot of him, but I can see how selectors and other cricket watchers could very easily be entranced by him, because there is that lovely natural ease about the way he goes
about
his bat.
Well, I was at the Cricket Academy, then the Centre of Excellence for a couple of years, and coaching the Australian under-19 team. So we picked a squad of players.
Braceful bowls. Khawaja driving at this one, but not timing it into the cover.
And it was quite a talented year. But Moses Henriquez, Aaron Finch, and Usman Khawaja. And I thought Khawaja was the best out of those players. I've missed out three or four names there. And I just thought he had the game to, particularly opening up back then, played late, very good with the short ball. So I've always been a fan, but sometimes careers don't get on a roll as early as you think. And he debuted, 5 years ago? But through lack of form, opportunity, injuries.
Graceful bowls to him, and he defends on the offside. And some have suggested commitment or application to the task. Has that been a factor in
I think it's his personality too. I mean, everyone's got different personalities. And the guy is batting a little bit like a David Gower. Was sometimes questioned about that, but I mean, he was a fine Test player, and everyone's a bit different. But there's some non-negotiables that you've got to do as a player, and I think he's realised that a lot more. And I think the move from New South Wales to Queensland has really matured him as well.
Last ball of the over, drinks break coming up. Khawaja plays this as though it was the first ball of his innings. Head down, playing straight out to mid on, no run. Smith, the only man out in the first hour, bowled Bolt. That was a Usain Bolt type delivery. Smith out for 48. Khawaja is 114. Voges is 17 as drinks come onto the field.